Southern Indiana men's basketball adding to their 2025-2026 roster, getting some size down low with Ben Izegu, a transfer from Appalachian State. He's here on WREF. Ben, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment.
No problem. I really appreciate that.
You know, you are a talented player, and you had a lot of different schools sliding into your DMs and calling you this recruiting cycle, trying to get your ability on their roster and trying to get you added to their team. Eventually, you choose Southern Indiana. Why? Why was it that the Screaming Eagles win the bidding war for your services?
I felt like throughout the transfer portal process, Southern Indiana, the head coach, the old coach staff, they showed the most interest and love, you know what I mean? And also, they said they had like a vision for me coming into next season. They kind of mapped out a plan of how I can help the team and how can I bring the most success for next year in order for Southern Indiana to win games. So I felt like that was an ideal situation for me and the program.
You mentioned the vision that they had for you. What was that vision? If you can kind of put some more meat on those bones for us.
Yeah, for sure. So I do really well finishing outside the paint. So I bring a physical presence. You know, I do well inside the paint. I'm good defensively. I can guard multiple positions. You know what I mean? I'm great communicating. I'm a great guy in the locker room. You know what I mean? And I bring like, you know, a type of dog. You know what I mean? Every team needs that dog. You know, someone that's going to work hard. Someone's going to die for loose balls. You know, all the little things. I'm the guy that's going to bring that. And I think that's what we need next year to do well in the OVC.
I like that. I can tell you, yeah, you know, I know the coach as well. I know Coach Gerard well. If you're a dive for loose ball guy, then you're going to get along just fine with Coach Stan because he loves guys like that, the dogs, like you said. Again, Ben Izegu is here on WREF talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana. But it's interesting. I want to know about the recruitment timeline for you because, correct me if I'm wrong, it all feels like it happened pretty fast. It was 3 weeks ago on social media. You gave a recruitment update. Southern Indiana was not on it as far as schools that you were looking at, schools that were looking at you and that you were considering. So what was the timeline? How late did USI get involved?
Well, USI got involved, I would say like 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Entered the transfer portal around March, and they got in a couple weeks ago. When I was in the portal, the most important thing for me was the best fit and being able to have a good relationship with the coaching staff, you know. So had a couple schools popping in here and there, you know what I mean? But once I could talk to Southern Indiana, I also know somebody that knows the whole coaching staff. So it was kind of a good connection. It was an easy fit. And you know what I mean? All the pieces of the puzzles kind of fit after that.
Just out of curiosity, the guy that you know, is that Sam Cody? I know you guys played for the same JUCO, but not at the same time at West Texas. Is that who you're talking about?
I do know Sam. It's not the guy I'm talking about, but I do know Sam Cody. Yes, he did play for the same JUCO I went to. Yeah. We didn't play on this team at the same time, but like I know of him. He went there as soon as I left. So, yeah.
Looking at your recruiting process, I just think it's really interesting in today's day and age. With the portal, with NIL, it's different than it's ever been. It's not the same as when previous players at USI were doing it. So if you have alums listening right now, they can't necessarily relate to what you've been through in the past cycle. And this is the second time you're in the portal. First time coming from junior college. We'll talk about your JUCO years, one of them being at West Texas. You were extremely successful in two JUCO seasons. That led to App State. But what was the difference between the first time you were in the portal, between JUCO and then going to App State, and then this past cycle from App State to Southern Indiana?
Oh, yeah. Well, the portal process was definitely different this time around. I feel like coming out of junior college, you know, there's a little totem pole of what coaches look for in the portal. So, you know, I guess junior college guys get sought out a little bit later in the process. You know what I mean? So come out of junior college, I had to wait a little bit in the portal. I ended up signing around June, you know what I'm saying? But this time around, since I'm entering the portal, coming from such a good program, you know, Appalachian State, Dustin Kerr is a great coach, winning program, has done historic things over there. Coaches see that I'm coming from a winning program and I'm getting sought out for a little bit more just because of like the history over there and what App State's been able to do. So it's definitely a different process this time around. Had more schools reaching out to me, this time around in the portal. So it's a little bit different. But like I said, I was always looking for the best fit for me and the place where I think I can help winning the most and be the most successful.
You know, Ben, you're talking about the success of App State as a program, and I think that's one of the many reasons that a lot of the USI fans are and are going to be very excited about the addition of Ben Ezeagu, because you come from a program that has that winning culture and has solidified themselves in Division One, and that's what USI is trying to do, so you've been around it. Now, that at App State last year, you only logged 6 games. I'm sure you were looking to play a little bit more. What do you think kept you off the floor? Because when you actually got an opportunity to play, you were extremely successful. But why was it that you weren't able to stack up a lot of minutes in a lot of games?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the reasons, well, number one, I was one of the last roster spots, so I signed late, you know what I mean? So I was kind of like the last piece to add to the team. So, I still came in every day, I did my best, you know what I mean? I came in, did work hard every day in practice, but I think it wasn't really a good fit, you know what I mean? I did do well when I played, and I'm a very coachable player. So, even if I'm not playing, I'm gonna do whatever it takes. So I'm gonna work hard in practice. I'm gonna show up on time. You know what I mean? If I'm not playing, I'm gonna cheer on my teammates, stuff like that. But like, even though I wasn't playing, I'm just a guy to a good person to be around the locker room. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, it was a good experience overall.
No, I 100% know what you're saying. I mean, that's one of the things that I think a lot of people are going to be really excited about. And also, I was kind of making a joke about, oh, if you're a die for loose ball guy, you and Stan Gerard are going to get along really well. But I kind of wasn't, because he likes that. But he also likes the thing that you were saying. Hey, I'm coachable and I go to work every day and I put my head down. You're a film guy, I know. So that's all. Those characteristics, those are going to play really well at USI and in the OVC. So you're talking about your time at App State, and the numbers are what the numbers are. You just didn't get many opportunities, but when you did, you played extremely well. So that's another thing that gets a lot of people really excited for your addition to the team. What did you learn at App State? I'm not talking about when you were on the floor. I'm talking about being a part of that program. That was your first Division One season. So what did you take away? Honestly, what's the difference between Ben Ezeagu now and Ben Ezeagu, say, 365 days ago, before you had that opportunity with the Mountaineers?
Yeah, for sure. So coming from junior college and then going to such a high standard program such as App State, it's like a big transition. You know what I mean? Junior colleges don't really have the same schedule. They're not as, they don't have a system really. Everything throughout the year at App State was like professional. Like the coaching staff knew what they were doing. From film sessions to practice, everything was organized. Let's say we would lose a game, we would attack it right away, what we need to do to improve. We would watch film, et cetera. But like everything was so, how do I put this? S like systematic, like, you know what I'm saying? Like everything was, yeah, everything ran smoothly. Like they knew what, like if something happened, they knew what they needed to do. Like I said, Coach Kearns and the rest of the coaching staff, they're so experienced. They're great coaches. Like they're able to adjust on the fly if there's mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely a big jump coming from junior college to a program like that. And like I was able to pick up a lot of the good habits, you know what I'm saying, off the court, like my IQ, you know what I mean, watching film, seeing from the sidelines. You know what I'm saying, all the good habits that would help me this next year, I was able to
Honestly,
pick
Ben,
up.
it
So
sounds
I
very
think that'll prepare
similar
me for next
to what
season.
Jalen Randle was telling me from a season ago. Now, Jalen was coming from Alabama A&M, and he had some success, like 7 points per game, coming off the bench in the SWAC. And he told me that, that his previous school was so system-oriented, and it just didn't really fit for him. And USI gave him so much more freedom, and he turned into one of the best players in the OVC. Unfortunately, he's in the portal and won't join USI next year, but he flourished in that role. He doubled his scoring, and he more than doubled his 3-point efficiency. Translation, he also had that system-oriented spot at his previous school, and USI gave him more freedom, and he flourished. Again, Ben Ezeagu coming from Appalachian State. But that said, before you were at App State, you were in junior college, two different JUCOs, but you solidified yourself as a JUCO force. 2 years ago, the 12th most efficient scorer in all of junior college, 13 points per game, 6 rebounds per game. You were really, really good, translation. But my question to you is, when the numbers are stacking up like they were in JUCO, what do you usually attribute your success to? I mean, what's going right when the numbers are right?
Well, I think I'm successful because I just play so hard, man. Honestly, I just play so hard, and I'm physical. You know what I mean? Like, when I get thrown a ball inside, I'm most likely going to score it. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I just play so hard, and also just being a good teammate, you know. Teammates are not going to be wanting to pass the ball to someone that they don't like, you know what I'm saying? So just being a good teammate, being coachable, you know. And another thing is, I don't need the ball to score, you know. I can get the ball through an offensive rebound off a hustle play, stuff like that. Like, I don't need to have plays drawn up for me. So I think all of those little things just made me so successful in junior college. You know what I mean? And yeah, just having that motor. Like, I think my motor helps me the most in my athleticism.
You've described your game pretty well. Athleticism, IQ, high motor, scrappy, physical, dive for loose ball guy. How would you compare your game to, say, an NBA player? Who do you play like?
I would say like a Draymond Green type guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's like the backbone of the Warriors, you know. Like, without him, they don't win. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's kind of carrying their swagger. Like, you know, I mean, the toughness that he brings, you know what I mean? The physicality. Like, he will guard the best player on up scene, whether it's a guard or a big. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm that type of guy. You know what I mean? But yeah, similarities to him for sure with the physicality and, you know, toughness.
I love that. The Draymond Green comp, that's going to get a lot of people excited. Now, what I will say is, if you're going to be like Draymond Green, you play like Draymond Green, I'll just ask that maybe you don't get into as many, I don't know, fights as Draymond Green, not as many technical or flagrant fouls.
I never had a technical foul in my college.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, sometimes his sneaker kind of strays in between certain legs, and it's just kind of it's a sticky situation he gets himself into from time to time. I'm just hoping that you're not like that. But if you're a hustle guy and you're a defense guy like Draymond Green, glue guy in that way, then, yeah, I mean, that's going to play really nicely. But that's the thing about your defense, is that you have extreme ability all over, that, especially on the defensive end, where you can really guard three different positions, 3 through 5, on the floor. Where does that come from? And I'll ask you, because it seems like the coaching staff, and you tell me if you've picked this up in recruiting, but I'm seeing the roster fill in, right? So we had Sheridan Sharp on the program. We had Ola Ajiboye on the program. Both of them already said, after committing to USI, hey, my goal is to be OVC Defensive Player of the Year. I'll just bottom line it for you. In my time at USI, this will be the third season that I'm covering Southern Indiana athletics, I've not heard that kind of defensive orient from players on this team before. And now you have this defensive ability. So where does your onus, your focus on defense come from?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that players on the team had set such high goals for themselves this season. I'm glad to hear that. That's what we need this year. Honestly, I don't really think my goal is my individual accolades. You know what I mean? I'm going to do whatever it takes for the team to win. You know what I'm saying? So anything the coach needs me to do, I'm going to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? That's been how I've been so successful in the past. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick by that. So not much show on the individual accolades for this year, but I'm definitely going to be playing hard every game and doing whatever it takes to win.
I like that. Now, I also hear that you're a big gamer, so I'd imagine you're a 2K guy. With that in mind, who are you playing as in 2K, your go-to team?
Oh, I'm Lakers every time.
Lakers every time.
I'm a huge LeBron fan. You know what I mean? So I'm going to roll with Lakers every time. Every single time.
That kind of feels like a diss on your Raptors.
I mean, the Raptors team that won the chip, nobody's there anymore. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm from Toronto and stuff, but like, I got to roll with the Lakers and LeBron.
Okay. All right. So you're a front runner. I hear it. No problem. No problem. Okay. The other question I have for you is that I heard through the grapevine that you cut your own hair, or at least you did before you got to App State. Do you still do that? Hair's looking good on the Zoom.
Just kind of like a hobby on the side, you know what I mean? I don't think I'll be a barber one day, probably not, but like it's just something, some things you just like to do on the side. I learned during COVID, so I just cut my own hair on the side sometimes for fun.
So it's not a big thing, but you still take care of yourself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just like a little skill, to have on the side. Everybody has their own thing that they do, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like the Deion Sanders vibe. If you look good, you feel good, you play good. So I'm asking you, I'm just going to set a scene for you. You're in the locker room before the game, and one of your teammates goes up to you at Liberty Arena and says, "You know what? I just don't feel right. I just need a fresh cut. You going to take care of him?" And what goes down there?
Well, I don't know if I'm on a level where I can cut other people yet. You know what I mean? But if someone is like dire need, like they're looking a little rough, then of course, I'm a good team. I got them. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Hey, Ben, I really appreciate you taking the time. And congratulations on the commitment. It's really cool. I know that all the fans are going to be really excited to have you for what you bring on and off the floor. And, I'm just really excited to have you on campus. When do you get to USI, you think?
Should be getting there around June 6th.
Okay. All right. So, ha, it's a pretty quick turnaround. So, pack quickly, I guess. Hey, Ben, again, congratulations, and I'll see you soon.
Right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Ben Azagu, the newest addition for Southern Indiana basketball, right here on WREF.